This conference call has forward-looking statements as defined by SEC laws and regulations that are made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of these various laws. Ultimate results may differ materially from the forward-looking statements. This call also includes a discussion of adjusted EBITDA, which is a non-GAAP financial measure, which the company believes is useful in evaluating performance. Please refer to EVI's earnings press release, including EVI's definition of adjusted EBITDA, and a reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA to and the presentation of net income, the most comparable GAAP financial measure. And with that, let me turn the call over to the Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer, Henry Nahlad.
Welcome to EVI Industries earnings call for the first quarter of fiscal year 2020. Before we share our operating results, we want to take this opportunity to describe four key points about our company. One, we are focused and committed to long-term growth. Two, the foundation of our company is our entrepreneurial culture. Three, we are aggressive in our pursuit of growth, yet conservative in our plans to finance it. And four, we, the executives, the original owners of our acquired businesses, and their key leaders are deeply invested in EVI. During the last 3 years, we have acquired 13 businesses. We have maintained the entrepreneurial culture of all of our acquired businesses. We have more owners and leaders aggressively pursuing growth, and we have upheld our financial principles. Our record has created a positive reputation for our company that we believe will continue to encourage successful businesses to join the EVI family. As such, we remain very active in pursuing great companies from which we may achieve our long-term growth goals. What you should know about the future is that we intend to build upon our growth record by relentlessly executing our growth strategy across a wide range of exciting and available opportunities in related industries with an aggregate addressable market in excess of $45 billion, while staying true to the principles and values we know are proven to deliver long-term success. After all, we believe in investing in great companies and providing their leaders with the necessary resources to grow their businesses, including capital, best practices, technology, equity incentives, and most importantly, encouraging the preservation of their own entrepreneurial culture. With that, let us begin by sharing with you our operating results for the first quarter of fiscal 2020. Before that, please note that for those of you that may be new to our company, following the remarks to our operating performance, we will provide you a description of our company, our long-term growth strategy, and our accomplishments to date. During the first quarter of fiscal 2020, EVI produced records in revenue, gross profit, gross margin, and adjusted EBITDA. Compared to the first quarter of fiscal 2019, revenue increased 28% from $43 million to a record $56 million. Gross profit increased 42% from $10 million to a record $14 million. Gross margin increased from 22% to a record 25%. Operating income decreased 11% from $1.4 million to $1.3 million, or a margin of 2.3%, and adjusted EBITDA increased 7% from $2.4 million to a record $2.5 million, or a margin of 4.6%. Revenue and gross profit increased $13 million and $14 million, respectively, reflecting the continued execution of our buy-and-build growth strategy, which includes the operating results of the businesses acquired over the past year and those of our legacy businesses. Additionally, it is important to note that the timing of revenue recognition related to the sale and installation of commercial, industrial, and vended lottery products are occasionally impacted by delays related to installation schedules. Gross margins increased 240 basis points as compared to the same period of prior year, primarily due to a lower mix of longer-term contracts in the current quarter. In the absence of such longer-term contracts, gross margins nevertheless increased by 30 basis points to 25.3%. Operating margins decreased 100 basis points primarily due to continued investment in our businesses as part of our long-term growth strategy. These investments are captured in, first, increased investment at our operating businesses in the pursuit of growth, including recruiting, training, and deploying sales and service professionals, cultivating the future leaders of our businesses, and developing and establishing best operating practices through routine collaboration. Additionally, our operating results reflect increased investments aimed to modernize our businesses through the implementation of advanced technologies from which we may achieve operating efficiencies. And second, sustained corporate expenses related to the growth of our public company and in the pursuit of various acquisition and strategic opportunities. Before we move to the balance sheet and the statement of cash flows, we will highlight certain examples of growth initiatives underway in our businesses and that which had an impact on our operating results and may also have a more positive impact on our future operating results. Our businesses are increasingly leasing commercial laundry equipment, establishing and expanding route laundry operations, and entering into long-term preventative maintenance service agreements. Our growth in these areas is a function of the wide range of brand name products we offer, the robust service network we employ and continue to invest in, and the extent of our financial resources. We believe that continued growth and investment in these areas will result in recurring revenues, recurring profits, and long-term customers to which we may provide additional products and services as we continue to execute on our buy and build growth strategy. We expect that future operating results will reflect the benefits of the investments we have made prior to and during this quarter. Moving to our balance sheet and statement of cash flows. On the balance sheet, current assets decreased $3.1 million and current liabilities decreased $2.1 million, resulting in a decline in working capital from approximately $37 million to approximately $36 million. This decline primarily reflects the adoption of the new lease standard effective July 1, 2019, which established a current operating lease liability. The decline in current assets is primarily due to a decrease in accounts receivable resulting from the timing of collection of payments and a decrease in the amounts that were owed to the company related to progress billing on longer-term contracts. The decline in current assets was partially offset by an increase in inventory, primarily attributable to the inventory acquired in connection with the PLS acquisition. The decline in current liabilities is largely attributable to a decrease in accounts payable and accrued expenses, which was partially offset by the current portion of operating lease liabilities established from the adoption of the new lease standard on July 1, 2019, and an increase in customer deposits. On the statement of cash flows, cash provided by operating activities during the quarter was $1.8 million as compared to cash used by operating activities of $5.9 million for the same quarter of fiscal 2019. Consequently, cash provided by operating activities increased by $7.7 million, which was primarily attributable to the changes in the working capital described above. Now we will provide an update on our acquisition strategy. During the first quarter of fiscal 2020, we completed the acquisition of Professional Laundry Systems, a commercial laundry distributor based in Long Island, New York. The addition of PLS expands our geographic footprint and market share in the Northeast. Acquisitions are an integral part to our growth and market share goals for the products and services we represent today and in the future. As we have shared, we have now acquired 13 businesses since October of 2016, five of which were acquired during the past 12 months. We continue to identify and pursue many acquisitions and strategic transactions in the commercial laundry industry and across a wide range of exciting and available opportunities in related industries. Given our company's reputation, growth record, financial and strategic principles, entrepreneurial growth culture, and long-term vision and growth objectives, we believe it is an ideal time for quality independent distributors to join the EVI family and pursue additional growth with the full extent of our resources. Overall, our operating results reflect the investments we are making across our company, and we remain confident in the benefits we will realize from these investments in the future. At this point, for those of you that may be new to our company, we will now provide you a description of our company, our long-term growth strategy, and our accomplishments to date. What is our buy and build growth strategy? Candidly, buying and building businesses is not an original idea, but what makes EVI different is the way we execute, the EVI way, and our unwavering commitment to achieving significant shareholder value over the long term. The buy component of our strategy focuses on acquisitions and other strategic transactions that complement our businesses or that might otherwise offer growth opportunities for our company. We are disciplined and conservative in our acquisitions, and we generally seek to identify opportunities that fit certain financial and strategic criteria. The build component of our strategy principally involves encouraging growth at our acquired businesses by adding products, hiring sales professionals, expanding service operations, implementing scalable technologies, and promoting the exchange of ideas and business concepts between the management teams of our businesses. Our acquired businesses have access to our capital resources, functional support specialists, and established vendor relationships from which to achieve growth and increase profitability. What are our financial principles? We remain a debt conservative company and seek innovative ways to structure our investments to maintain financial strength and flexibility. When acquiring businesses, we generally structure our transactions with both cash and stock consideration. We believe that the issuance of stock aligns the interest of the sellers of the acquired businesses who we seek to retain to operate their businesses with the interest of all EVI shareholders. What is our operating model? We believe the most effective operating model is to maintain decentralized operating businesses. Our acquired businesses serve thousands of customers across local markets in North America with distinct preferences and with whom the sales, service, and management teams that comprise our businesses have built trusting relationships. As a result, we empower our leaders to operate locally, and we encourage them to operate in a manner that builds upon the longstanding relationships they have established with their customers and their suppliers. To that end, we preserve the name of our acquired businesses. We seek to retain their employees, we continue their product brand name offerings, and we empower and support management to execute on long-term growth and profitability opportunities. We also have a specialized staff on our corporate team and a series of contracted professionals that provide functional support for our businesses, including specialists in finance, accounting, product procurement, treasury and working capital management, tax planning, risk management, and safety. We maintain a culture that rewards performance through a variety of performance-based commission programs, cash incentives, and stock-based equity programs. Our equity compensation plans are designed to promote long-term performance, as well as to create long-term employee retention, continuity of leadership, and an ownership culture where management and employees think and act as owners of our company. Our restricted stock program supports these goals because in most cases, the majority of an employee's restricted share grants vest at the end of his or her career, which is generally age 62 or later. Lastly, our operating model derives the benefits of size without the risks that come with centralization and corporate integration. Ultimately, we benefit by fostering an entrepreneurial culture where our leadership teams communicate, collaborate, and compete to create substantive growth opportunities and best operating practices available to all of our businesses. So what is EVI today? Today, our company is a value-added distributor and a provider of technical and advisory services primarily in the commercial laundry industry. More specifically, through our vast and growing sales organization, we partner with our customers to provide planning, designing, and consulting services related to their commercial laundry operations. We sell and lease commercial laundry equipment specializing in washing, drying, finishing, material handling, water heating, power generation, and water reuse applications. And we sell related parts and accessories. Finally, through our extensive network of commercial laundry technicians, we provide our customers installation, maintenance, and repair services generally meant to optimize our customers' commercial laundry operations. We offer these products and services to retail, commercial, industrial, institutional, and government customers serving the end users in the healthcare, hospitality, cruise line, food service, correctional, multi-housing, and vended laundry customer categories. In effect, our target market includes any commercial operator engaged in laundering linens, uniforms, blankets, textiles, and the like. What makes our business attractive? We generally sell and increasingly lease most of the commercial laundry equipment brands we represent on an exclusive basis. We offer our products and services predominantly to the replacement market and also to the new construction market of the commercial, industrial, vended, and route laundry industry. Given the nature of our customers' operations, the fact that laundry is a critical function to their business, our customers need the very products and services we provide in order to effectively and profitably deliver clean linens to the end users they serve. As mentioned on our previous call, demand for our products and services is driven by both functional and economic obsolescence. Specifically, demand increases as a result of the aging of the installed base of equipment and the introduction of new equipment with advanced technologies that yield attractive returns on invested capital derived from water, utility, and labor savings. One key differentiator to our business is where we sit in the industry value chain. We own the end customer relationship. As a result, we can capitalize on our visibility into the complementary industrial products and services our customers purchase for their laundry and other operations. These other products and services represent long-term growth opportunities for EVI and are also the focus of our buy and build growth strategy. Now that we have shared with you our growth strategy, we will highlight our accomplishments to date. At the completion of the fiscal year ended June 30, 2016, which immediately preceded our first acquisition, EVI generated $36 million in revenue from one operating business with one distribution facility in Miami, Florida, with 30 employees and representing just a few manufacturers of commercial laundry equipment. From October 2016 through today, we have made 13 strategic acquisitions for a total of 14 businesses. EVI currently operates from 23 distribution facilities. We employ over 475 people, and we represent dozens of suppliers to the commercial laundry industry. We continue to be the fastest growing company in the commercial laundry industry. Consistent with our financial and ownership principles, the owners of our acquired businesses accepted 46% of the total consideration paid to them in EVI stock and continue to be shareholders in our business today. In effect, the long-standing owners of these businesses are not just sellers. They are investors. They are believers. And they and their management teams are making valuable contributions towards the accomplishment of our long-term growth goals. With EVI's support, our owners and leaders actively invest in growth opportunities, including new supplier representations, territory expansions, new product categories, e-commerce initiatives, and the recruitment and training of sales and service professionals. Additionally, our management teams constantly implement best operating practices to drive operating efficiency. As you can see, the execution of our buy and build strategy resulted in a significant increase in the number of businesses we own, the number of locations we have, the number of people we employ, the number of suppliers we represent, and the number of customers we serve. Most importantly, EVI has established a reputation as the most credible, capable, and disciplined acquirer with an entrepreneurial culture and operating model built for sustained investment and long-term profit growth. Finally, what is our long-term plan for EVI? To close the call, we will reiterate the four key points we began with. One, we are long-term. Two, we are entrepreneurial. Three, we are aggressive in our pursuit of growth and financially conservative. And four, we are deeply invested in our company. During this earnings call, we demonstrated the ability to grow our business by executing our buy and build strategy while upholding our long-term perspective, our entrepreneurial culture, and our ownership principles. Our record has created a reputation for our company that we believe will continue to encourage successful business owners, loyal suppliers, and valued customers to invest in and do business with EVI. In closing, I want to thank our valued employees, our loyal suppliers and customers, our shareholders, and the investor community for your interest and participation in EVI. Until next time, be well.